you had a chance to go back in time and tell your younger self some advice, give them some advice, what would you say? Well, that's what I'm going to do on today's episode. So, welcome to The Right Perspective. This is Dustin Wright, and it's so good to have you with us. And I just felt the need, now that I have turned 40, to look back on my life a little bit and think about, I can't do anything different, so I must start fresh today with what I've learned. But I can help you, who are younger than me, do some things different than maybe you have started out doing, if you were like me. And so these are the things I want to give you, and I think it will help you going forward. So what would I tell my younger self if I could go back in time and give some advice? Number one, I would say, establish your devotional life. Now, I was really good when I was younger to keep my devotional life up. But the problem is it wasn't routine. I would do it every day, but it would be sometimes at this time, sometimes at that time. And what happened when I, in certain seasons of my life, when I got really busy, it got neglected at times. It wasn't as well. I didn't do it as well. And so I encourage you, do it at a great time. Find the best time in the day that you can and stick with it. Because there will come at times in your life as your children get older that it will be much more difficult to keep that routine. And that routine is needed for you to be an effective Christian, an effective person in this world. So don't let anything pull that away, so find an established time to do that. Number two, this is one thing, if I could tell myself when I was younger, a good habit that I established that I would be proud of them for, and that is take your family to church. I have been taking my family to church ever since the day I got married. I was taking myself to church way before I got married, and it's been something I have continued to do on a weekly basis. Now, I realize I am a pastor, and so it is also my occupation to go, my calling to go to church. But even when there were seasons when I wasn't a pastor, that I still took my family to church and have consistently done that all of my life. So good job. Keep it up. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and you have honored that advice from the Bible. Number three, set boundaries for other people. Now, this is something that I have not always done well in my life, but I have been learning to do recently. One, the reason I have trouble with this is setting boundaries, because I hate to tell people no. I feel guilty when maybe somebody's a little disappointed when I say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And so this is something I'm working on as I get older. I'm trying to develop thicker skin to where it's okay to say, no, I can't do that at this time. No, there's some more important things. Let's put that on the calendar. I'll do that later. Or, hey, that's just not really my gift. I'm not doing well at that. Or that doesn't make sense at this time. It's okay to tell people no. Because if you don't learn to say no while you're young, you will be overwrenched with guilt and doing things out of guilt, not because you enjoy doing those things. So it's okay to say no. Number four, practice the habit of dating your wife consistently while you're young. Now, this is something that I didn't take the lead in. I left up to her, and new mothers, it is hard for them to trust a babysitter. And so this is something I should have took the lead in as the leader of our home. And I should have helped her look for a babysitter that we could trust when we were away from our family. It was hard to ask certain people because we just didn't know them well. And it would have been better for me to have got to know them much better. And it would have solved some problems. Almost had a sneeze there. Number five, teach apologetics and theology to your children. Teach apologetics and theology to your children. Don't just tell them, we're not going to do that because we don't believe that. You need to give them a better answer. You need to show them scripture. You need to give them social reasons why it's wrong to do certain things. You need to explain it to them in detail. We need to have a reason for the hope that lies within us. Scripture teaches that principle to us. So we need to be able to go to our children and we need to say, hey, we are not doing this. We don't believe in this. This is not right. Because, and give them some solid answers in their young mind that they can understand. Get study books that are geared towards that age group that you can explain it to them. But you need to teach apologetics and theology to your children while they're young so that when they get older and some of these things are called into question within the culture that they live in, they will know what to say and they won't be afraid to defend their faith. Number six, try not to yell as much when you're getting onto your children. Yelling has an effect on especially female girls. I have four daughters. So these are the credentials I am speaking to you with now. I have four daughters, and girls can be emotional at times when they don't get their way. It's just part of their makeup. Even little boys can. They will be either one will be very emotional. And sometimes we want to yell when they yell, or yell when they start crying because we said to do it and they don't like to not do it. And so the tendency is to respond by yelling instead of taking the proper measures of being responsible, taking a deep breath, and then giving discipline the right way instead of just yelling. Yelling doesn't solve very much. It doesn't accomplish very much. So don't yell as much. Slow down, take a deep breath, and solve the problem. Now, you're not perfect. You probably will yell, but minimize it. Start being conscious of it early and while you're young. And then number seven, and this is one of the most important pieces of advice other than your spiritual life as a Christian that I can give any young father or a young man that's about to get married that's going to be a young father. And it's this: you need to work hard, save more, and spend less while you're young. Having fun needs to be less of a priority than saving money. I'm going to say it again. Having fun needs to be less of a priority to you than saving money. I'm not saying you shouldn't go have some great fun, some responsible fun, but I am saying that you will have children in the future, and those children will cost you a lot of money, a lot more money than you're expecting, because the inflation rate will increase. And so you need to work harder than you're in the mood to work. You need to go. You need to clock in. If you're not doing anything, you don't have anything on your schedule, don't just work your 8-hour shift. Find 4 other hours to work. Then you take that 4 hours. You save all that money. You save half the money. If you're living with your parents and you got minimal bills, then save. Spend less. Invest. As soon as you're 18, start investing in a Roth IRA. Start investing in mutual funds. I have a link in the description to below that will tell you to two places, to Acorns and to Robinhood, that anybody can join very easy. Now, I'm not saying that I promote everything these companies are about, but I have seen how convenient they are and how easy they make it for the common person to start investing their money. And you can invest in a Roth IRA, and it's very helpful to you. I also provide some other resources on how to get started while you're young in preparing for the future. While you're young, this is the time to put your money back and work hours and hours and hours while you have the energy. And when you get married and when you start having children, then you will have to cut back on those things. So why not get all that extra work, all that overtime in, and then be responsible in your budgeting so that you can enjoy parenting and minimize the stress. Well, thank you for joining this episode of The Right Perspective. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I gave you some very helpful advice. And always, remember to like and subscribe to this channel if you like this content. And please comment as well below. Tell me some things you would like me to speak about. I am a pastor. Most of the stuff I speak about is the Bible, the family, or marriage. But sometimes I'd like to share parts of my life as well. I'm what you call a Renaissance man, that I like to try different things and figure out what I like. So there's a lot of areas that I like, but specific things that you would like me to do an episode on that So please comment below what you would like. And God bless you today. Thank you so much for your time.